Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting eighth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Kip Young. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Kemp moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hurdle. The throw from May and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to third. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Tigers, 1. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive towards left. Hurdle catches it and throws to first to double up Kemp. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Corcoran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Corcoran reaches second base with a double. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corcoran moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Corcoran scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Kemp picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kemp. Hurdle scores. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. There goes Potek trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-2, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing left field. Clint Hurdle now playing right field. Al Cowens now playing center field. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Raboski now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes LaFleur trying to get to home. Hurdle throws the ball into Porter who tags LaFleur who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Sykes now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Locock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locock is 0 for 3 in the game. Locock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hrabowski, and towards Potek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. John Hiller now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hrabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.